Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow, and I'm joined today by Michael Tipton. Michael is the president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation of Louisiana. Michael, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, you are coming up to North Louisiana, and every year, you call me every year and you say, Corey, I've got money we need to give away to people who are doing good things in Louisiana. You've got something called the Angel Awards coming up. Tell me a little bit about what's going on with the Angel Awards.
So the Angel Award is our program that we offer to Louisianians to highlight people who go above and beyond in support of Louisiana's kids. We've run this program for more than 25 years, and we're seeking to find 8 individuals who are doing amazing work on behalf of Louisiana's kids. The honor of the Angel Award comes along with a $25,000 grant to that person's organization of choice, as well as an opportunity to tell their story to a statewide audience in hopes of garnering some attention and some additional resources for their organization. We take nominations across the state of Louisiana, and in this case, we're taking nominations through March 15th. As I was telling you, we don't get as many nominations from Northeast Louisiana as we'd like. I know there are amazing people doing great work throughout the region. I would love to see even more people get nominated and hopefully get selected for an award to invest some resources for all the great work they're doing for kids.
Now, some people out there I know will know the name Blue Cross Blue Shield for the insurance side, but what is the Blue Cross Foundation? Why do you exist?
Yes, so the Blue Cross Foundation is a grant-making arm affiliated with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana, but independent from it. We've existed for more than 25 years to try and address the health and life needs of both Louisiana's kids and Louisiana communities. We realize there's places that sometimes it makes sense to make a grant where this isn't about health insurance, it's about food access or other things that we would call the social determinants of health. Are things like what we've been talking about relative to kids, where it's kids mentoring or kids needs, that ultimately, yes, lead to long-term health outcomes, but in the short run are needs that just need to be addressed as a community. And we think a foundation that can make grants and can build partnerships can be really powerful in helping to address some of those problems. So more than 25 years ago, Blue Cross, the company, set aside some resources and set up this foundation. And we continue to operate independently to try and improve the health and lives of people across our state.
Tell me the story of some of these folks that have been nominated over the last few years as angels. What are some of the good works that they've been doing?
Absolutely. So on our website, we've got a full list of all of our Angel Award winners. There's more than 200 over the last 25 years. So a couple people to highlight up in Northeast Louisiana, a woman named Peggy Kirby, who has been a foster parent for dozens of kids throughout the state of Louisiana, and he's been a tireless advocate for foster parenting, has built relationships with people, has done trainings on behalf of foster parents, and has been a foster parent herself to dozens upon dozens of kids who are navigating that difficult transition. Or someone like Ann Keene, who lives in Tallulah, who's worked with 4-H for years upon years, has been a statewide leader who's trained thousands of kids in 4-H and who's been just such a passionate leader for that work. Or Keith Hester, who lives in the Monroe area, who does physical therapy for kids who face both physical, mental, and other disabilities and challenges, who's just continued to go above and beyond as both a physical therapist, but a passionate advocate for kids, taking them on outings and providing opportunities that they might not otherwise have. We have dozens of more stories like that, but those three people, all from Northeast Louisiana, are pretty representative of the great work that that our angels are doing.
Now, to nominate someone, you head over to bcbslafoundation.org, bcbslafoundation.org, and we'll give that again in just a second. But you're going to be up in our neck of the woods tomorrow for a very big announcement that means a lot for Northeast Louisiana. Tell folks why you're going to be up in the Monroe area.
Yep, I'm going to be up in the Monroe area tomorrow for an announcement at the New College of Osteopathic Medicine at 11 a.m. We are announcing a partnership with Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center. This is a grant that our foundation is making in partnership with Mary Bird Perkins to provide cancer screenings throughout Northeast Louisiana over the next 3 years. They call this program Prevention on the Go, but it's a way to provide mobile screenings and mobile prevention services throughout Northeast Louisiana. Sadly, Northeast Louisiana is one of the places where frequently cancers are diagnosed very late, and they're very difficult to treat at that point. We feel like by good screening and good community outreach, there's a way to identify issues earlier when they're far easier to treat, and that makes it far more likely that people get the care that they need and go on to live long, happy lives. So we're going to be announcing the details of that grant and outreach tomorrow at 11 a.m., but I should also say for your listeners that there's a series of upcoming listening sessions to learn about both the program and to be able to share where resources might exist throughout the region. There's one happening this evening at the American Legion Hut in Oak Grove, starting at 4 and running until 6 p.m., that our colleagues with Mary Bird Perkins will be there, and a series of other upcoming events that people can participate in throughout their local area.
That's Michael Tipton with the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation. Michael, once again, for folks to nominate an angel, where do they go?
They go to our website, which is bcbslafoundation.org, and they can follow the links from there. Or if they want a quick way to get there, go to that foundation website, .org/nominate, and that'll take you straight to the nomination form. It only takes a few minutes. We want to know who are you, who is the person you're nominating, and what is the great work they're doing on behalf of Louisiana's kids.
And also, you'll be in Monroe tomorrow at the Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine, VCOM, 11 to 1 tomorrow for the announcement for the teaming up of VCOM and the Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center to do some community cancer screenings. That'll be coming up tomorrow at 11 at the new VCOM building on the Bayou here in Monroe. Michael, thanks for being with us today. And for folks to find out more about this and other LANYAPs, you can head to our website at kedm.org.
This is Deborah Chandler, your host of Vocal Vibes, heard every Wednesday at 2 o'clock here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.